Hi, my name is Hilton Giesener, and in this video we're going to start looking at and learning a little bit about Microsoft Windows Azure. Particularly, we'll be looking at the web hosting role capability, where we can actually go ahead and create a new website and go ahead and host it inside of Windows Azure. So to get started here, I've fired up Microsoft Visual Web Developer 2010 Express, and we're going to go ahead and build a new Azure Cloud Service project. So I'm going to go up here to the File New Project menu, and inside of that you'll see under the Visual C Sharp Projects, and again here under the Visual Basic Projects as well, I have a new cloud section where I can go ahead and build a new cloud application. When you first install Visual Web Developer Express, you'll only have one option in the middle section here, and that's the Enable Windows Cloud Azure Tools option, which really at this point just gives you a link to go ahead and install the actual Windows Azure Cloud Service tools, which you need to install as a separate download. You can see I've done this, which is why up at the top there I have the new entry for Windows Azure Cloud Service, which is the actual project type that we can go ahead and create now to create an actual Azure project. So I'm going to give this new project a name. I'm going to call it Hello Cloud, and I'll keep the same name for the actual solution and the folder on the hard drive. That's fine. And as soon as I click OK, I get a new window wizard here that pops up that enables me to create for this particular cloud application a series of different types of roles that I may want to install and configure inside of my actual application. So for instance, you can see there are a few different ASP.NET web roles. So I've got an ASP.NET standard web role up at the top there. I've got an MVC2 web role if you prefer developing with the MVC style of application. And I have a WCF, Windows Communication Foundation Service web role as well. So all of those, and down at the bottom there, the CGI web role as well, will run within the standard Windows Azure web role. And then towards the bottom as well, I can go ahead and create a worker role as well if I have background processing types of applications that I'd like to build. And I can do these all in combination by clicking the arrow to the right in the middle of the screen there, to go ahead and add multiple of these projects into the same solution. You can see I have a section up at the top there for Visual Basic projects as well, so I can actually go ahead and mix and match these depending on which style of application I'd like to build. I'm going to focus just on the web role in this particular video, so I'm going to move one of those over to the right, and I could go ahead now and select additional ones if I wanted to, for example, add a worker role to this particular project as well. Note that you can actually have multiple types of the same application as well. So for instance, now that I have the ASP.NET web role selected, I could go ahead and add a second instance of the same role if, for example, I wanted two distinct ASP.NET websites hosted inside of my Windows Azure solution. We're going to stick with just one for now and go ahead and click OK to have the cloud solution created and the new web role project created inside of that. And you can actually see these emerging on the right as the wizard completes and creates all of the files for us. Take note that the actual cloud configuration exists as a project inside of the solution up top there under Hello Cloud, so we'll see that later. And then we have all of the projects for the actual web application here as well. To get us started and actually go ahead and build a sample website for this particular demonstration, I'm just going to go and modify the default website that's created for us here in the default.aspx file, and I'm going to create a button here that I've called Hello Button, and I'm going to put a label onto the button with the wording here of Say Hello. So that's the command on the button, and we'll wire up some behavior behind that button in a short moment. I'm going to create a label as well, and I'll similarly call that Hello Label, and go ahead and create that as a run at server control as well. So I've added two simple controls right now. I'm going to go ahead and give some behavior to that button. So I'm going to switch into either design view or split view. In this case, I like seeing the two together here. So I'm going to go into split view so that I can see that the controls are added successfully, and go ahead and double click on the Say Hello button so that I can access the event handler in the Code Behind page. And in that page, I'm just going to go ahead and set the text on the label that we added a moment ago to a new string so that we can see that the code behind is executing successfully when we run our web application. So we hit the green play button to go ahead and run our application, but we're going to get an error, as you can see on the screen in front of us here. And this is because, unlike many standard types of applications we may develop, such as a Windows Forms application or a standard ASP.NET application, a cloud application is going to be deployed into a dynamic, highly scalable, virtualized environment, controlled by what's called the Windows Azure Fabric. So in order to mimic this on the local developer workstation, we get to carry on developing inside of the great tools that we're familiar with, such as the Visual Web Developer Express tool, while at the same time having a virtualized cloud environment directly on our workstation. This is part of what comes down when we do install the Windows Azure development tools. What it means, though, is that I do need to run Visual Web Developer Express under the administrative mode. So I click on the application on the start bar here, and I right-click on the Microsoft Visual Web Developer Express link, and I go to the Run as Administrator option off of that menu. And I'm now running the Web Developer Express environment in the administrative mode. You can see this up in the title bar there that it's got the Administrator tag in brackets there as well. So I'm loading that same application and clicking the green debug button up at the top here to go ahead and run our website. However, you'll notice that it's taking a little bit longer than a standard ASP.NET application would to compile and show us the output in a browser. But if you keep an eye on the bottom left of the screen there in the status bar, you'll see that it's doing a lot more work than a standard ASP.NET application would when we're developing locally. And this is because it's firing up that development fabric and actually deploying this application into that virtualized local developer version of the Windows Azure infrastructure. So we'll see that in a moment. Let's wait for the browser window to come up so that we can see the output of the application, and then we'll go into that actual Development Fabric user interface and see it running successfully. So our website is coming up. It's rendering our default.aspx page. The button is working. You can see it writing out the output to the label there directly as well. So we're seeing that the application is working correctly, and I get the same development experience that I'm used to seeing. So for instance, I can set a breakpoint here in Visual Studio, go ahead and click the button again, and see that the breakpoint gets hit, and I can debug as per usual. I can go ahead and hover over the actual text property on the label and see the value set there correctly. I can do all of the standard debugging tasks that I'm used to doing, for instance. So I can go ahead and F10 and F11 to step through and step over, for example, and I get to work with the same development experience that I'm used to doing. However, all of this, as I said, is hosted within a virtualized Windows Azure Cloud infrastructure on my local workstation. This takes the form of what's called here the Development Fabric UI and Development Storage UI that we can go ahead and open up to see how those services are running appropriately. So the storage infrastructure, of course, mimics the Windows Azure storage services, and the Development Fabric capability represents the web and worker role capabilities that would be running when we ultimately deploy to the cloud. So I'm going to load up the Development Fabric UI here, and you can see on the left-hand side a tree view of all of the Windows Azure development infrastructures or projects that are running on my workstation. So there's only one here. It's got an ID of 63 there. I can go ahead and see the details for this particular web application and all of the other web applications that might be running in this particular service. You can see there's only one appearing there. Notice also that it's showing me the ultimate configuration will run on the default port 80 when I deploy to the cloud, but that it's mapped it for local development purposes, in this case to the port 81, which is what we had appearing in the browser window behind us there as well. And I can then drill down into the details of each specific web and worker role that I may have deployed in this particular example, or this particular project. In this example, we only have one actual application there and only one web role inside of that. So let's go ahead and step down into those and see the details right at the most granular level. So you can see it rolls them up in terms of zoom so that we could see a few of them at once, but we only have one we want to look at right now, and we can drill directly down into that. Notice the little green circle as well, so the status is showing us that everything is running correctly. Next up, let's go ahead and modify some of the configurations for this particular Azure application. So you can see there are some configuration files in here. There's a service configuration and a service definition file as well. And I also have for each of the roles that I've defined a graphical interface here that wraps those configuration files and makes them a little bit easier to work with. So for instance, I can say for this particular web role, I'd like to run it on two separate instances so that I can achieve higher scale for this particular web application. So I can go ahead and make that change in the user interface here, go ahead and save those changes, and see that it's making the changes down into the configuration files underneath this here. So you can see for the web role one that's listed there, it's gone ahead and changed instance count to two. So I get to have a nicer experience working with a UI to control the configuration, but it's all being stored in standard XML configuration files underneath there. And if I go ahead and run the same application again, the same website, it should pop up in the browser again as it did before. But this time if I load the Development Fabric UI and go ahead and look inside there, you'll see that there are now two separate entries here, two separate consoles for the web role one, because it's identifying them and running them as two separate instances on my local workstation. Notice again, both of them have a little green circle next to them, so it's showing us that both of them are running and loaded up successfully. Notice also the detail of information that appears inside the console. So it's showing us at quite a granular level all of the bits and pieces that are being tied together to go ahead and get the actual roles running correctly on my machine. So I can use this information to troubleshoot if there are problems that I need to look into. And in addition, if I decide to write out tracing information, I can have this appear here as well. Also notice that it just lists these in numeric order, but it starts at zero as well. So we've got two instances, and this is why we're seeing one with a zero and a one. So everything's running successfully. We have a Windows Azure Cloud application running locally. I can go ahead and develop and go ahead and debug and so on and so forth, and have a great local development experience. However, at some point, now that my application is working successfully, I want to go ahead and actually deploy it live to the Windows Azure Cloud so that I can share my application with users who can access the live cloud. So off of the cloud project, the Hello Cloud project, I can right click there and I can go ahead and choose the publish option to go ahead and publish this particular application out into the cloud. There are two options here. I can either publish directly through this interface, in which case I need to set up a few additional details. So I'm going to rather go with the slightly longer approach, but that one that will show us a little bit more of what's going on underneath the wizard here. So I'm going to choose to create the service package only in this case. Go ahead and click OK, and it will go ahead and package up the application files that represent this particular application and launch a new Windows Explorer window to go ahead and show me those files that have been created. So you'll see there's one up at the top there, Hello Cloud, which is of type CS package, which is the actual cloud services application itself. You can see the file size a little bit larger there. And the second one is the configuration for the entire application as well. So this is how Windows Azure will determine, for instance, how many instances of each role need to run, and potentially how the roles need to be configured as well. And the next step, I'm going to go ahead and log into the actual Windows Azure portal so that I can create a new project and go ahead and deploy these files. So I'm browsing here to windows.azure.com, which is the developer portal for Windows Azure. And I've gone ahead and logged in with my live ID, the one that I signed up to Windows Azure with. And inside of that, I'm going to go into the Windows Azure section here and go ahead and create a new Windows Azure service inside of this project. So I can choose here whether I want to create a storage account or hosted services. In this case, we're going to be using hosted services, of course, because we have an ASP.NET website we want to host. And I can go ahead and give my new service a distinctive label and a distinctive description as well, so that I can differentiate between them in future as well. So this is going to be a demo website to go ahead and host the Windows Azure web role. So I'm going to give it a description that matches that appropriately. Go ahead and click Next and have the service created. Go ahead and do the final settings here as well. So first up, I need to give it a public hosted URL that people can access the web application on. So I'm going to go with Hello World Azure, and you can see that it appends .cloudapp.net. So that's going to be the final full URL for this particular web application. However, because it's a shared service, other people may have chosen to use a similar name. So we do a check availability click on the check availability button there at least to go ahead and do an availability check and make sure that this name is available. It seems available, so that's great. I'm going to go ahead and keep that name. Next up, I have to choose which data center or which region I want to go ahead and host my actual Windows Azure application in. So you can see there's a whole list of, available to me. I'm going to go ahead, for example, and choose South Central USA. If I do have multiple applications, so for example a Windows Azure application and a SQL Azure database that need to communicate with one another, then I can go ahead and use an affinity group here down at the bottom to ensure that these are co-located in the same data center. However, that's not necessary for this example, so I'm going to stick with the one I've selected there, South Central USA, and go ahead and say I don't need any particular affinity group right now. Once that's done, the final step is to go ahead and click the Create button to create the final infrastructure that I can go ahead and deploy my application to. So it takes a few moments to go ahead and create the actual service capability here and go ahead and set all of that up. But once that's done, we'll immediately go and be able to deploy our application out into the particular infrastructure. So you can see the name appearing there for this particular service, as well as the description that we created a moment ago. And down at the bottom here, under Hosted Service, I can go ahead and choose whether I want to deploy my application to either a production or a staging environment. Both of these are available, and I can easily switch between them as well, so that I can move applications and deployments between production and staging very easily. However, rather than going to staging, I'm going to go directly to the production environment right now so that we can see our application hosted live directly. Down at the bottom there, a few additional settings, but we're not going to focus on those in this video right now. We're going to go ahead and go straight to the deployment. So I click on the deploy button, and it gives me a new form here where I need to go ahead and configure some of the actual details and the files for the deployment. So I'm going to go into that publish folder that we were looking in before, go ahead and choose the actual application package itself, the actual application files themselves, and then the configuration file for the overall application. I'm comfortable with the default settings for the operating system there, so the next step is to go ahead and capture a label for this particular deployment. So I've called it version 1.0 of the application, and the final step is to hit the deploy button for it to go ahead and upload these application files and configuration files, go ahead and unpack them into the Windows Azure fabric so that it can go ahead and determine how best to deploy our application. The final deployment can take a few minutes, anywhere up to sort of 5 to 10 minutes to do the final process. But recall that it's provisioning in an entire fabric of virtual machines for each of the actual roles and instances inside our application. So we have one web application type, one role particularly, and that role has two instances as well. So there's an entire virtual environment being provisioned just for this particular application. So we'll see a few steps that need to still be completed, and we'll step through these as we put our application ultimately live into the cloud. So it's now accepted our file, it's going ahead and unpacking it and cross-referencing against the configuration file as well to determine how best to deploy this particular application of ours. So at this point it's unpacking the particular package that we uploaded and assessing, for example, how many different roles there are, and for each of these roles how many instances there are as well, so that it can assess if these have been appropriately developed and contained within the package. Once this is finished executing, we can actually go ahead and put the application live, because at this point it's in the final stage of being in a sort of a holding state. So if we had an application live and we'd stopped it, we would be in the same state as we are right now, so that we can, for example, perform additional configuration steps or go ahead and upgrade an application that may have been live already. However, we want to go ahead and run at this point to do the final deployment and actually go ahead and configure all of the servers and so on to put the application into a final virtualized environment. Notice though that if the application has been stopped, if it was live or in the state that it's in right now as well, there was a warning up on the screen there that the state that it's in right now is a billing state. So do take note of that. If you come in once your application is live and just simply push the stop button to put it into this holding state as well, you will be billed as well. So do be aware of that. But if it is in the state, you'll see a nice bold error message as we saw there. So do be aware of that. At this point, we're actually deploying the final virtualized environment and putting our application into that environment as well. There are a lot of status windows as we go through each of the individual statuses so that we can see at each stage and at each point exactly where our application is and how far along in the deployment it is. So you can see that at this point it's now deployed onto the virtualized environment and is actually going ahead and firing up those virtualized environments and getting them turned on and fired up. Notice also that we now have a little yellow indicator status there showing us that the particular web role itself is now initializing, so it would go through each of the individual roles and show us each of their states individually as well. And in addition, the screen will auto-refresh there, so you can see it switch from initializing into busy as well. And when it goes finally to a green status, it will indicate that it's actually deployed and ready for us. So we can also do a refresh if we decide to come back a few minutes later, for example, or as I've done here, push F5. We can keep an eye on this. We don't have to keep watching the window or keep the browser open as well. Notice while it's in this interim state, I can browse to the URL. The URL is now live and it's reserved for us, but the application is not yet there until such time as the icon grows green, as you can see there, and the status is switched to ready. So now if I go ahead and refresh, the application should be actually deployed and completely live inside of Windows Azure. I can go ahead now, for example, and click my button. Notice that the URL is the full live environment and have the application work all the way through. So to sum up, in this video we've seen how to go ahead and build an actual Windows Azure cloud application on our local workstation. We've seen how to use the Microsoft Visual Web Developer Express tool to develop as if we were developing a standard ASP.NET application. The experience is much the same. We can do local debugging and so on as we used to using the localized development fabric environment. And ultimately, when we are ready, we can go ahead and within just a few moments and a few steps, go ahead and deploy our application into the Microsoft Windows Azure cloud services. So go ahead and get started building your first Windows Azure applications.